This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Facebook is going to be expanding its suicide prevention efforts. Users can already report potentially suicidal content posted by their friends when they see it. Now, both the person who posts and the friend who reports it will get a message directing them to mental health resources. The announcement came out of Facebook's fifth annual Compassion Research Day. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more now on compassion as business model.
About 5 years ago, Stephen Miller saw some posts that concerned him from a friend on Facebook.
I remember thinking, it's late at night, I don't really want to call him, I'm not quite sure what to do, I'll call him in the morning. And my friend died by suicide that night.
Miller is now operations manager at Forefront, a nonprofit suicide prevention group in Seattle. Forefront worked with Facebook to develop the new tools. If you see a troubling post and click to report it, Facebook will soon give you several options. You can message the friend directly, bring in other friends to help, or have Facebook look at the post. Choose that route and Facebook will contact the poster directly with information on getting help. Miller says one risk factor in suicide is not having access to resources.
What this does is it allows people to connect in a large way and provide support through a free platform.
But all of this makes some people nervous. Jamie Court with Consumer Watchdog says allowing people to flag their friends could lead to bullying and abuse. Then there are potential privacy concerns.
What happens to that record of that tag of someone who's suicidal? Can they ever erase it from their Facebook history, which is the property of Facebook?
Facebook says the reporting process is entirely confidential. The friend will never know you flagged a post, and what the friend decides to do will be private. In a test, the company says 25% of the Facebook users who'd written troubling posts chose to talk to someone. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.